Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Cara Rota. Our guest today on The Clever Cookster is Ludovica Ferme. She's an East Coast regional manager at Farmigo, which is a Brooklyn-based startup connecting communities to farmers in their area. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get started, I want to say thanks to this episode's sponsor, NatureBox. NatureBox ships great-tasting, better-for-you snacks right to your door. Forget the vending machine and start snacking smarter with really delicious treats. I love their flavored pistachios with seasonings like lemon or chili lime. Support the Clever Cookster podcast by ordering a free NatureBox sampler box at naturebox.com/QDT. That's right, free NatureBox snacks are found at naturebox.com/QDT. So first, just tell us a little bit about what Farmigo does. What are the mission and the values of the company?
Well, Farmigo's mission is really to connect communities to farmers in their surrounding region, as you said. More specifically, we work with any kind of community. So that can be a school, a church, a home. In fact, most of our sites, I would say, are homes or schools where people gather once a week and it's a pickup where you can order individually but receive communally. So your order is delivered to one place every week. In addition, with schools, we have a fundraiser. So 10% of the weekly sales that go that come from the members purchasing go back to the school.
So it's not only connecting the community with farmers and food in their area, but also sort of putting some of that those resources back into the community.
Yes.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons that I asked you to come talk with us today is because as we're getting close to Thanksgiving and people are sort of starting to think about where they're going to source their ingredients for the meal, one of the things that I think people think about is sourcing a turkey. There are a lot of words floating around like organic and natural and free range, and some of those are more regulated than others. How can people sort of pick through that information and make some decisions about how to source ethical meat generally, but specifically turkeys for Thanksgiving?
So our mantra at Farmigo is really local is best, so closer to home. And, you know, words like organic and natural at this point have become a little bit more diluted. So we really go for heritage, for free range, and for anything that has been given the opportunity, any kind of turkey that has been given the opportunity to forage a bit and that has been fed off a non-GMO-based diet, so that you're sure to have something that might be a little bit of a smaller bird if it's a heritage, which means basically that it's a purebred bird. It hasn't been altered over the years, but it's a lot more flavorful and a little more gamey as a flavor. And it'll be just basically going off of what is in your region, if you can access that, and just finding out what they've been fed and where they've been raised.
And how does that compare to sort of the more mass market turkey that you might see in a supermarket?
So those are more white. They're larger. They're white birds, much more white meat. They are conventional, normally kept indoors, and they are fed pretty much grain and corn-based diets. And so you will have a much less, again, meaty, gamey flavor to it because the bird hasn't actually been moving around as much.
I know that a lot of people are concerned also about antibiotics, hormones, what's going into the birds in addition to the grain that they're fed. Can you talk a little bit about that and why it might be better to source a heritage bird that hasn't been exposed to those things?
Yes. Well, of course, the biggest reason for not wanting a bird that's been sort of fed these antibiotics or GMO pumped foods is that it's in the end, it's your health that is going to be more compromised. But the basis of a diet for a turkey, again, is if they're given the ability to forage, that's actually their natural way of eating. So if they have access to the outdoors, it's much less likely for them to have been just fed a normal, you know, kind of conventional diet, which is one staple of corn, which most of the time, I would say 90% of U.S. crops are GMO, unless it's sweet corn. And that is what a turkey is usually given. And then antibiotics, because if they are indoors all the time, they need to have some form of protection from one another and contaminating or just being in a contagious environment.
So if you're thinking about sourcing a heritage turkey, you mentioned that they're a little bit gamier. They might be sort of built a little bit differently. What are some things to keep in mind when you're cooking that kind of bird specifically?
Well, I would say that the preparation is probably similar to that of a normal white turkey. There is brining, there's dry brine. Actually, my colleague, who is a very good cook, recently discovered spatchcocking, which is you can open the bird flat and it will cook in much less time. It's 2 hours, and it kind of actually allows for the juices to settle underneath the bird and to give it a nice moist flavor, but also crisp the top and the skin, which a lot of people, if they're not really too diet conscious, will be very happy about.
So tell us a little bit about what else Farmigo is sourcing this time of year. What kind of produce do you have?
We have a lot. We have a lot of things that are actually, you know, very seasonal, very timely for this time of year. So we have delicata squash. We have sugar pumpkin specifically for this Thanksgiving recipe, if you want to think about making a puree for a pie. We have lots of herbs. We have lots of gluten-free and non-gluten-free flours, pies, pastries. And those are from farmers that have, you know, they use their local ingredients to make other things that they sell through our marketplace, because why not? And we have apples, we have pears, we have apple sauces and pear sauces. We have Jerusalem artichokes or sunchokes, which are kind of an interesting vegetable this time of year. And lots of other delicious, you know, goodies for your holiday baking and cooking.
I want to get into some recipe ideas for some of those things, but first I want to take a minute to say thanks again to this episode's sponsor, NatureBox. Two words, free snacks. I always start to get a little tired and cranky in the afternoon, but instead of heading for the vending machine, now I'm getting wholesome, delicious snacks at naturebox.com. They're all real food made from nuts, seeds, fruit, and other good ingredients. They've got zero artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners, 0 grams trans fats, and no high fructose corn syrup. You'll even find snacks with no added sugar and without gluten. So in the afternoon slump when I need a pick-me-up, I grab some honey macadamia pretzel pops, and I'm good until dinner. They're so much better for you than other snack options out there. And now I want to give you the chance to try NatureBox for free with a trial box featuring 5 of their most popular snacks. Start snacking smarter and go to naturebox.com/QDT to get a free trial box of delicious snacks. So I want to talk about some of the more unusual produce that you mentioned, sunchokes, delicata squash. What are some recipe ideas for some of those things that might turn up in your CSA or you might be seeing in the farmer's market that you're not sure how to cook?
So I would say the nicest thing about all of these ingredients, because they're local and they're seasonal, is that they have an amazing flavor to themselves. You don't really need to do much to them. Actually, that's the best part, I think, about eating seasonally. And in particular, sunchokes can actually replace something like a starch or a potato at the table. One very easy way to prepare them is to wash them, preheat the oven at 450 degrees, scrub the sunchokes with a potato brush, then cut them into, I would say, 1-inch chunks, and toss them in a bowl with olive oil, pepper, salt, and parsley. And then you can lay them out on a baking pan and put them in the oven for about 20 to 25 minutes. And they are actually, you can sprinkle fresh parsley at the end if you want to, and a little bit of lemon, but they're really a delicious substitute for something like potatoes if you want to be a little more diet conscious and a little lighter, especially if you've eaten a big turkey. And then delicata squash, again, is a very simple thing to prepare. If you cut it lengthwise and you scoop out the insides, you can actually just cut it into 1-inch thick little half cylinders and lay them out flat with maybe some cinnamon and a little bit of olive oil, and put them in the oven for, again, 20 to 25 minutes. And they come out when they're tender enough that you can put your fork through easily, then actually that's the best way to enjoy them.
So basically just roasting everything this time
roasting,
of year.
Roasting is very, it's just comforting, I would say.
And it makes your house smell good,
yes,
and it keeps
absolutely.
It warm, and you know, you can kind of have it going for an hour and then you're ready. But I love the parsley idea. I haven't tried that. I'll have to do that one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
For these great ideas. Join us next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.